this episode is for you if you have a business of any kind. I'm talking about the importance of communication with clients. Marketing is a visibility play. Advertising is part of marketing. Advertising is the least trustworthy form of modern marketing. It's much more about content, transparency, authenticity, visibility. Communication is so key, especially when people are paying you a considerable amount of money, when it is a considered purchase or ongoing purchase, such as hiring an advisor or paying a lot for a tool or a service or a professional that's doing something valuable for you. You want to know that they're actually doing it, because we still have this fear of what is that poker player doing under the table. It's why you show your hands in poker. It's why when you film video, you'll have a higher view rate and you'll get more likes on a video if you show your hands, especially the palms, the inside of your hands, because humans are hardwired to think that when we see somebody's hands, especially the inside of the hands, we can trust them. They're not poisoning us under the table. This is from hundreds of years ago with card games. Trust, visibility, showing the palms of your hands, being present on social media, having an updated website. These things seem so obvious. I know a lot of people struggle with them. I wanted to share a survey that Samantha Russell just tweeted this out. Ycharts asked 800 advisory firm clients how they felt about their advisors. The results were so crazy. They did this survey again to be sure that it wasn't an anomaly or an error. The results showed an incredibly high number of clients are switching advisors or considering switching advisors right now. 54% of respondents said, I changed advisors from a human advisor to a new human advisor. 12% said, I changed from a robo-advisor or automated platform to a human advisor. 25% said, I neither changed advisors nor considered making any changes. But look, 54% said they changed advisors in 2023. More than half of people. Why are these people so dissatisfied? Do you understand it's a CAC of over $3,000 to acquire a client for the average registered investment advisor? You just spent $3,100 and they're leaving you. 54% of them are changing advisors. How did you lose them? You spent all that time and money to get them and you lost them. Retention, communication. This is what Wealth Voice was always about. It's another channel. It's a mini podcast. It's a way to find out what's on your bio or our team page or LinkedIn, but by using just your voice and AI, right? And the things that we're doing at Beetle Moment are really still of that ethos. What is the reason that people are switching advisors? It comes down to communication. So the survey also asked, how often does your financial advisor contact you to discuss your financial plan and monitor your progress toward your goals? 35% said occasionally, every 2 to 3 months. 28% said frequently, monthly or more. 23% said infrequently, every 4 to 6 months. And 14% said rarely, once a year or less. Once a year or less? 14% of these advisors who just paid over $3,000 to acquire a client are talking to them once a year or less? Once a year? You guys know about annual reviews? How useless they are in the corporate workplace, an annual review. Feedback is most effective the closer it is to the behavior that the feedback is about. That works for toddlers, that works for employees, and frankly, it works for clients of financial advisors. People want to hear from you more than once a year. I think most of you guys know that. And again, even if you're not an advisor, this episode is about any kind of professional service business. If you've spent so much time and effort acquiring a client, please don't let them go because you're too lazy to update them, email them, reach out, send a text message. People's fear is that you buy the index and go golfing. And maybe you do. And frankly, if you're getting people, let's say 10% a year that they would have gotten from a robo anyway, they're happy to pay you that, let's call it 1% or whatever your fee is, because they feel like they could sleep at night because there's somebody watching the till and because they can get advice from you on things that are maybe more nuanced, especially when it comes to estate, other more complicated situations, owning a business, selling a business, liquidity events, things like that. That's why they'll hire you. It's not because they're expecting monster returns. They're not going to a hedge fund, which they don't outperform the market either. The activity does not outperform passivity in the long term. You know that. Smart clients already understand and know that. That's not why they hire you. It's not for performance. It's actually a lot more about the human touch and the human connection. Another question from the survey. How often would you prefer your financial advisor to contact you if you had over 500K AUM? So for clients who have over half a million with you. 47% said frequently, monthly or more. 40% said occasionally, every 2 to 3 months. The other amounts were less than 10%. So about half of them want to hear from you monthly or more. How often are you contacting them? You know what? You don't have to reach out and send an email that's going to get lost in their inbox. Why don't you do a podcast? Why don't you do something like this? Tweet it out, share it. They can listen to it if they want. They just know that you're there. It's like he's alive. He's still kicking. He didn't just buy the index and go golfing. He's also keeping up with the market. And he is so on top of it, he could even talk about it on a podcast. Things like that go a long way. Maybe you're a blogger. Maybe you don't like talking. Maybe you're not good on video. Okay, do a blog like Ruben Miller with Peltoma. Have you guys followed him on LinkedIn? I'm going to link to him in my show notes here. He's such a good writer. He's got Fortunes and Frictions, his blog, his LinkedIn posts. They're so bright. He's so dialed in. And he is a chess grandmaster. I think technically was actually rated as a grandmaster or close to it. You got to be really smart to understand everything he's writing. But even if you get half of it, you're like, I would trust that guy with my money. X-dimensional chess. He's watching the pieces on the board. He gets it. Why would you hire somebody that you've never heard from and have no idea? It's word of mouth. So you've got word of mouth, but if you're not doing any marketing, good luck. That's it. Because word of mouth referral is literally going to be your only avenue. People don't hire advisors based on ads, pay-per-click ads, Google ads, Instagram ads. Rarely. They are not searching for you. They will see you organically in their feed over time. And if you're adding value and being authentic and smart and not trying to sell, push, close out of desperation. Gross. You seem thirsty when you do that. Nope. Hey, I just wanted to give you guys some insights on the market. We've never seen anything like this. Just kidding. We've seen it before. We've always seen it before. Human behavior has not changed. The technology has changed, but people are the same as they always were. And they want to hear from you. They want to hear from you because if you show your hands on the poker table, they know that they can trust you. Think about that. Marketing, communications. If you need help with your marketing strategy, or let's say you just have a specific question you want me to drop in on your meeting, like your Zoom call, your marketing meeting, get your team together and ask me a couple questions like, what should we do differently? How do you think this is working? I'll pop in. You can order that on thinkersone.com/Emily Binder. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. The Thinkers One videos are really cool because you can order a Zoom drop in. You can order a 2-minute business cameo, essentially. It's called a think greeting from me. And you could use this to thank a team member, send somebody inspo, invite them to your event. Just tell me what you want the video to be about, and it will be delightful and surprising. Mini keynotes are 12 to 15 minutes, also available on ThinkersOne. I've got a really fun keynote called Love Bomb Then Ghosted, online dating mistakes that your brand is making. That's the most popular one. These are also really reasonably priced. We did an experiment of dropping the prices to be under $1,000 because we heard feedback from the ThinkersOne customer base, which is professionals at companies like Deloitte, Shopify, Google, Etsy, large banks, all kinds of people are buying these videos on ThinkersOne. And by the way, you have to be super vetted to be a thinker on this site. Not everyone can join. Mitch Joel, host of 6 Pixels of Separation, which has been at least 12 years running, one of the top business and innovation podcasts, is the founder. He's a friend. He's also a Tool fan. Definitely check out thinkersone.com. If you're looking for recorded or live video, call it thought leadership content, business content. It's so cool, guys. I'll put a link in the show notes. And as always, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube, all the links to rate, review, subscribe are at emilybinder.com/podcast. Talk with you next time.